Commercial fishermen and state conservation officials have battled over the gillnet rule since it was first ratified by voters in 1994. Leon County Circuit Judge Jackie Fulford lifted a ban on nets with mesh size larger than 2 inches for a single day in October. But the state appealed, and the ban was reinstated as the trial moves forward. FWC spokesman Stan Kirkland says that leads investigators to believe the Bay County dump's timing was more than a coincidence.
The fact that these fish were taken by gillnet within days after the ruling by the judge, which some people chose to use that opportunity, leads our investigators to believe that it's probably somebody, again, trying to send us a signal.
Kirkland says sometime during the night of December 1st, hundreds of pounds of fish were dumped at the bottom of the Davis Beach boat ramp. If caught, the perpetrators could see equipment seized, fines levied, and fishing licenses revoked. In return for information leading to the capture of those involved, the Wildlife Commission is offering up to $1,000 in reward money. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.